Brentford up next for the Reds. It is your pre-match warm-up. Ian Ryan, Andy Heaton, Fuad Hassan, Sean O'Donnell. Usual format, caller to come. But Sean, before we get stuck into this weekend's opponents, a chance to reflect on the week that's been. And I think it's fair to say, judging by the manager's comments, he's been far from impressed.
Yeah, you could say that. I thought his post-match interview, so not the press conference, which was obviously wild, but I thought the actual post-match interview was pretty fair. You know, it's what you'd want to see from your manager after a week that we've had. I'm less downbeat about last night because I think that's just the type of thing that happens in big seasons. You know, we've won the first three games we've won in the group.
Well, we got beat by Red Star Belgrade the year we won the European Cup. So
exactly. So and. Listen, that's the biggest game of Toulouse's life. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to expect a couple of them in big seasons. I think that's just par for the course. I didn't actually think we were that bad. Like first half, I thought we looked okay without actually threatening too much. I thought Harvey Elliott looked good. I wasn't like necessarily worried. And then obviously individual error happens, and a team that's not really played together, you start to see the cracks. A bit of doubt comes in. The crowd gets up. I think that's a European away, isn't it? So I thought. What Klopp said after the match was quite, you know, firm. I don't think he's being as diplomatic with the team that he was in that post-match thing. So, but, you know, he's right to be frustrated, and, you know, we should expect a big response come Sunday because that's what Klopp's teams do.
Some of the language he's used, and over the last week or so has been interesting. He did talk about a lack of counter-pressing against Luton. Now, I think that can be quite difficult at times because they don't necessarily want the ball, which makes it hard for Liverpool to maybe engage in the way they want. But then last night he spoke about losing three goals, unacceptable. I take all the caveats of there's loads of changes. It's not Liverpool's biggest game of the season. It's probably theirs. But that said, one or two worrying signs for you?
No, not so much, no. I mean, I don't know whether that back four's ever played before together before. I don't know. What I did like was the fact that Klopp didn't try and baby them after the game. And didn't go, oh, well, you know, change lineup, blah, blah, blah. He's setting a standard. And what my takeaway from his language this week is that it's a message to the fringe players going, look, you're just not here to fill gaps. I'm giving you responsibility here. But with that responsibility comes expectations.